are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count, an hour of Northern Soul, rare groove, mod beat, and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Mod Marty. Hello, everybody, and welcome. Hello to all my loyal listeners, and hello to all my new listeners. I would especially like to say a hello to all my listeners over in the UK. We are now on Mod Radio UK, which is at modradiouk.net. So thank you very much for having us on the station, and I hope you guys are enjoying. If you're in North America, don't forget, in Toronto on May 4th at the Piston, 937 Bloor Street West, I'm going to be DJing with DJ Nico at With It, her night that's been going on for ages. Huge, great, fun night I'm really looking forward to doing. Please come down and say hi, and feel free to shake your moneymaker. We'll be right back. Starting off there with some pretty great party music. Everything began with Carl's Dance Party, a track by Carl Little Rev Latimer on the Capitol label, apparently the only track he ever recorded. After that, a musician who was born in the States but came to Canada early on in his career and made his home in Canada, Ronnie Hawkins, who started the Hawks, and the Hawks eventually became the band, who became Bob Dylan's backing band, and they were backing Ronnie Hawkins in that track, although they're not credited on the record label. That was the Hawks behind them, which featured, of course, Robbie Robertson. That was on the Roulette label, and I finished everything off with such an insane track that I had to actually slow it down for it to be listenable. It's a very rare record by a kid named Little Sammy Swinger. Only thing he ever did, probably because he can't sing on key. It's really about the backing band. That's a cover of Hot Pastrami with Mashed Potatoes. That's on the SR label.
Up in the streets of Harlem, 110th and Park. That's where my baby waits for me. There in the dark. And I'm going, 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 going to tell her tonight. Oh baby, don't wait for me, I've got to go now. Baby, don't you see we got to show. Of Harlem,
Harlem,
125th. They say we always swing there. What a lie, what a myth. And I'm going, 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 going to tell her tonight. Oh baby, don't turn your back on me. I see my baby's face there, full of shame, full of hurt. And I'm going, 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 going to tell her tonight. Oh baby, please let me go. The streets of Harlem.
comes. She's a real swinger, that's my girl. She's a humdinger, cream of the crop. Great personality, let me tell you, boss, she's a girl for me. My baby got it. Woo! No doubt about it. Hell yeah, she's got what it takes. My baby really rates. You know she's got it. Yeah, my baby's got it. Oh, pretty blue eyes, long black hair. When she walks by, all the fellas stare. High top boots, tight blue jeans. Now if you see my
off there with the incredible voices of the Drifters, a track on Atlantic called Up in the Streets of Harlem, written by Burt Burns and conducted and arranged by Artie Butler, produced by Burt Burns. So an all-around winner of a track. After that, On a Saturday Night by Eddie Floyd. That's on the Stax label. The track was written by Eddie Floyd and Steve Cropper, who, of course, is the guitarist from Booker T and the MGs, was also produced by Steve Cropper. And it finished everything off with a track by Dean Christie, who's generally a rocker, recorded a lot of rock and roll. But this track has much more of a almost ska guitar and like a mod organ break. It's a track called She's Got It, written by Leon Huff. That explains a lot. And that's on the Mercury label.
Comes around here in the bright midnight. makes you crazy. It makes you wanna swing.
Off with a band from Northern Alberta called the King Bees, their cover of Van Morrison's Gloria on the Quality label. After that, Winnipeg's own The Gettysburg Address, track called Love is a Beautiful Thing. It's a great cover of that track on the Franklin label. Finished everything off with The Kingsmen, Searching for Love on the Canadian Rio label, would have come out on Wand in the U.S. From the heart of Canada, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcast. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. Disco, before disco was a thing, probably classified as funk, but that last track is by a band called 5 Miles High on the Chess label. Track's called So Frustrated, and it was preceded by the kings of Philly groove, the Delphonics, Trying to Make a Fool of Me, which was a definitive sound for Philly. That came out in 1970. 5 Miles High came out in 1971, recorded in Chicago, trying to pick up on that Philly sound, I think. Started everything off there with a band called The Spurlows, track called Baby I Love You on the Yaz label. So it's an interesting situation because the Spurlows were founded by a guy named Thurlow Spurr, who is pretty groundbreaking in the world of Christian rock. I got this record, it's a very rare record, and the track is very soulful. Fits right into what I dig. But when I was doing some info checking on the band, I found that they were huge in the Christian rock world, and that record just doesn't reflect that at all, in my opinion.
Well, you say that we are through, and there's nothing I can do. Well, you know, and I know that you're lying. Not that easy to forget what you need, and you know I'm what you need. Well, I can hear you calling, but you are just talking, that's all. Gonna need, oh Lord, your honey man. Well, you say another guy can keep you satisfied, but you know and I know that you are wrong. Oh, you can run, you can hide, but I'm fine by your side. And when you turn around, you're gonna know that you found all you need. Whoa. Gonna need, oh Lord, your honey man. Look at Granny go-go. Now Grandpa's getting
Target is going underground. On the second and fourth Friday of every month, the party is in the basement. Shannon's Irish Pub and Eatery hosts On Target Underground in the belly of the city, down the stairs at 175 Carlton, right across the street from the convention center. Starting at dinner time for chill to drinks and hip shakers until close, Mud Marnie spins all vinyl all night, from Motown to British Invasion and more. Drink specials and dinner specials are exclusive to this night, so don't miss On Target Underground. No cover, brought to you in part by UMFM 101.5 and Jameson's Irish Whiskey.
Billy Bishop at the top there with a track called Honey Man on the TCF label, and then Howard Tate singing about Grandpa going to the doctor to get a pill, and now he's chasing after Grandma all horny and ready for action, and Grandma's running away. Track called Look at Granny Run Run on the Verve label. Hysterical. And finished everything off with a gorgeous track flipping over the Shirelles' Last Minute Miracle track called No Doubt About It on the Scepter label.
There goes Rosie walking down the street. Ha ha ha, hey, Rosie. Bet she looks so doggone sweet. Ha ha ha, hey.
Ha ha ha,
hey, Rosie.
blessed Lou. Standing there by you just can't be true. So I talk to you, I ain't gonna move. Got a tombstone heart and a graveyard mind. One more step and you hit his mind. Either hand can stop you if you don't stand still. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. Ain't gonna move, ain't gonna move. I told you once before, you can't get out this door. And you hit his mind. Either hand can stop you if you don't stand still. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. Ain't gonna move, ain't gonna move. I told you once before, you can't get through this door.
So there we have a couple more obscurities, rarities, starting off with a track called Hey Little Rosie by a band called The Demoliers on United World Records. And it looks like the last time one of these was sold on eBay was in 2013. It sold for £700, about 1,300 Canadian dollars. In 1979, it was repressed on a label called Jason Scott. I had no idea about its history when I bought it in that junk shop. Followed that by flipping over the very overplayed and commonly heard Woolly Bully by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs with a really great bluesy track called Ain't Gonna Move. That's on MGM. And finally, a track by The Status Quo that came out between their first album and their second album, kind of got lost in there. Make Me Stay a Little Bit Longer is the name of that song. And I have that on the UK Pi label.
All over the world, bit longer.
Don't matter, no more.
Will you come on, baby?
Don't matter,
come on, just to me.
Don't matter,
no more. Me can talk in, me can talk in, me can talk in. I love him, I can see him.
All over the world,
all right. All over the U.S.
Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
Sides of the same disc. Side 1, Festival Song 1966, also known as Bam Bam. The Maytals with Byron Lee and the Dragonairs on the BMN label, one of my favorite Maytals numbers. Flipped it over for a very soulful rock and R&B kind of reggae track called So Mad in Love. I'm going to leave you off now with another Canadian pioneer, Wes Dacus. Track called Hobo on the Capitol label. This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count. With yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.